ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. सो वी आर सिटिंग इन द टेम्पल ऑफ राधावल्लभ जी. एज यू ऑलरेडी नो, द स्टोरी ऑफ दिस टेम्पल इज वेरी ब्यूटिफुल स्टोरी. देर वॉज अ ब्राह्मीन कॉल्ड आत्मदेव, एंड आत्मदेव ब्राह्मीन वॉज अ ग्रेट डिवोटी ऑफ लॉर्ड शिवा. Very unique devotee, because all the devotees of demigods, they have something or other desire. But this Atmadev had no material desire. He was simply in love with Lord Shiva and would worship Lord Shiva without any desire. So one day Lord Shiva became very happy with him, very very pleased with him, and he gave him darshan in the dream. And Brahmin was very happy. And Lord Shiva said, I am so happy with you, please ask something from me. So Brahmin said, I have never worshipped you with any desire, always served you without any desire. I love you very much. But he said, when demigods like us come, our darshan has to be coupled with some gift to the people whom we give darshan. In Hindi mein kehte hain, hamara darshan khali jata nahi. We have to give something. So again Atmadev said, I'm very sorry, I don't have any desire, please bless me that I love you. So no, you have to ask me something. Then Atmadev thought for a while and then told Lord Shiva that you please give me that thing which is very 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 dear to you. Then Shiva became so ecstatic hearing this, started dancing. He said, I'm so happy to hear this desire from you. So he said, when you get up in the morning tomorrow, you get down your well. In the olden times, the well used to be very, very big, very, very deep, and they used to have steps inside. You can actually go in the well, deepest possible. There used to be also tunnels on all directions where water supply would come. So get down the well, go on the right side tunnel. At the end of the tunnel, you will find that thing which is most dear to me. So immediately he woke up from sleep, jumped, took bath, and immediately got down the well and entered the big tunnel on right side, went deep inside, and there he found Shri Shri Radha Vallabhji's Murti. So then he understood that is the most beloved thing to Lord Shiva is Shri Shri Radha Vallabh Shri Krishna. And then he started worshipping him. A long time he worshipped him. In the course of time, when this Brahmin was worshipping Radha Vallabhji, the Lord's flute incarnation, the incarnation of Lord's flute, he took birth in Orcha in Madhya Pradesh. And there he was raised as a small child, and he got married. He had two queens. Then with one of the queen, he came to Vrindavan. And when he came to Vrindavan, his name was Hita Hari Vamsha. Hari Vamsha means Bansi. So Hita Hari Vamsha was the incarnation of flute, very great devotee of the Lord. He came to Vrindavan, and when he came to Vrindavan, he got a dream. And the Lord Krishna came in his dream and told him that one Brahmin will come to you, and he will deliver my deity and his daughter to you in marriage. And he got in the dream of Atmadev Brahmin and told him that my flute incarnation will come. His name is Hita Hari Vamsha Goswami. He will come, and when you will see him, please bring me to him in a gift and give your daughter to him and myself in dowry. So at opportune time they met each other in Vrindavan, in one forest. And both of them had ecstatic symptoms on their body. They were like shivering in ecstasy. They were shedding tears of love. They were embracing one another. And then at opportune time he brought the deity of Radha Vallabhji and his daughter also, and they got them married. And then his wife, himself, and he stayed in one forest. We'll take you there. That is called Madan Ter. I'll reserve the stories of that place there. But that is a place where Radha Vallabhji was kept in one big banyan tree. In the olden days, the trees used to be so big that you can even live in the hole. One of the hole you can live in, one of the hole you can keep your belongings. It's like one bedroom hall kitchen, you know. Nicely stay inside. So in one hole he used to teach them worship and do meditation and prayers. In one hole he had kept Radha Vallabhji, another hole he had kept all the paraphernalia of worship. And that's how in the big banyan tree he would worship Lord Radha Vallabhji. And in the course of time, Radhavallabhi was brought over here. And Radhavallabhi's temple was constructed here. In fact, this is not the main temple, I mean the first temple. The first temple is next to this. You just get out of this place, another temple is there. From there, this murti was brought over here. Radhavallabhi is a very, very dear lord to our Gurudev. This Goswamiji, he was about 20 year old, and Radhana Swami was about 18, 19 year old. And in those days when our Gurudev came here, he and Asim Krishna Das, the disciple of Ban Maharaj, were the only two people of foreign country here. In the full Vrindavan, nobody foreign country. And because they were same age, so this Goswamiji, and the custom here is that the eldest son of the Goswamiji becomes Guru. And then his eldest son becomes Guru. Other sons, they are also Goswamis, they have right of worship. But the eldest son has a right to initiate, and then their disciples and their disciples like that. So he is the first son of his Guru, his father, who was Guru also. And the one who was worshipping the deities, you know, the little fat person, Mohit Lal Goswami, is his eldest son. So he is appointed as the priest of this temple. Others, brothers, and they all come and worship. When we came here, there were two other people. One is Mukutmani Goswami, one is Anand Lal Goswami. They are all real brothers and cousin brothers in the one family. So he and Radhanath Maharaj were very close friends. And the place where the tap was running, the old man was washing his clothes with mustache. That is the place where Radhanath Maharaj and this Goswamiji, Radhesh Lalji Maharaj, would sit overnight. And Radhanath Swami never knew English, Hindi, and he never knew English. And still they would talk for hours and hours and hours in the night. And their statement is that, nowadays I translate for them, but the statement is that in those days the experience was very sweet. Now also it's sweet, now we are translating, but it was more sweet than those days. There was no translator. So it is very, very clear to me that there's a language of love, you know, which is very, very conversant in the heart. And this Goswami's mother, she's passed away now last year, very wonderful devotee of the Lord. And even at the age of 80, she would go at 3 o'clock in the morning from this place to Jamuna to take bath. Early morning, 3 o'clock, whether summer, winter, fog, no fog, nothing, every day she would go. Very ardent devotee of Lord Radhavallabhi. And there's a lot of Brahminical rules and regulations. The wives of the Brahmins will not come openly like that. They will wear big burkha, then Mahavastra of the Lord, and they will go on this balcony. And all the wives of the Goswamis, they'll sit on this balcony, and from balcony they'll take darshan of the Lord. Again, they will go together, protected by some men, back to their places. And the custom also is that these ladies, the daughters and the daughter-in-laws and the wives of these Goswamis, will never come in front with any guest. They will not come, you know, they will be sitting inside only. But Radhana Swami is the only Goswami. And he would come, they all will come. No, they like talk to him so nicely, serve him personally. Otherwise only men will serve prasad to all the sadhus. Radhana Swami they love so dearly, so dearly. And his mother used to lovingly chastise Radhana Swami, because sometimes he mentioned about Mansarovar just now. Yeah. Mansarovar is a place beyond Jamuna. And in that place Radharani got angry with Krishna and cried, and her tears are collected as Mansarovar. It's a huge lake where Krishna got late for Aslila, and she got angry, so she went there and she cried. It's another Jamuna river in the form of Mansarovar. So that is the place is under the control of this Goswamis, and the Radharani's murti is there. And in Brajbasi people, they call this place as Radharani only. We call it as Mansarovar, but any Brajbasi you ask, they will say Radharani only. It's Radharani. So there, beyond Jamuna, in Mansarovar, this Goswami and Radhana Swami would sit overnight and talk. And they would go in the evening, and mother would think he will come. And he will not come, and they'll come in the morning at 4 o'clock. And that time the mother will receive them and will chastise Radhana Swami. He said, "You are a Baba. He is supposed to be Goswami here. And our tradition of Goswamiji is married, Rastakat tradition. Because they have to get married and their children have to continue worshipping the deity." He said, "If he goes behind you and he will not get married, then who will run the sampradaya over here?" Like that she will chastise lovingly. And so much love she had. Every time Maharaj would be coming here, she would serve personally, come and serve him personally, which otherwise they would never take place. Even Radhakrishna Goswami's daughter, Kamini, was about to get married, you know, and Maharaj had come to take lunch here in the house. This is the temple, and the behind where we took prasad is the kitchen of the Lord. There the Goswami's wives, they come and make rotis and make sabjis every day they come. And especially in Kartik month or some festivals, Shravan, Bhadrapad, and at times they will come with their burkha and parda and they will make rotis and fulka for the Lord. So they would call Radhanath Maharaj to their house, you know. And such a unique sight I saw, the Radhanath Maharaj, he and some 2-3 men, and so many ladies of the house. You know, his uncle's wife and his cousin brother's wife and this wife, that wife. And then like a demigoddess, that Kamini came, you know, and straight went to Maharaj and touched his feet. And they all said that Radhanath Maharaj is a big vibhuti, you must take his guidance and take his blessing before marriage. It was a very touchy scene. Me and my wife and 2-3 people were there, and we were witnessing that wonderful exchange which otherwise would not take place, you know. So very loving people. If you sit with him, you have time, he will speak to you till evening. He will go on speaking, and that too all spontaneously, there is no preparation. Whatever is occurs to him, whatever occurs to his mind, he will go on telling you. And one time he had told me that Vrindavan is like the urine of tigress. You know, everybody cannot digest the urine of tigress. Like Gomutra is difficult, it's a very strong and dravya. It's like that, it is considered that tigress, the milk of tigress. Anybody cannot digest it. So all those who are great saintly people, they only can drink that milk of tigress and still digest it. And there is just telling about there are 42 different leelas of the Lord where sakhis interact with the Lord. Very wonderful personality. And now their friendship is about almost 45 years. 1971, they met each other. That time Radhanath Maharaj was called as Rathin Krishna. And this is the temple, actually, after getting bitten by the dog, he had come to this temple for Mangalarti. Generally, Mangalarti takes place at 6 o'clock. In this season, this is a long day, so it be at 5:50 in the morning. So Radhanath Maharaj, bitten by the dog in the darkness at Seva Kunj, had come all the way walking from the small lane to this temple. And Mangalarti was over, there was a line of blood going from his calf. And this Goswamiji looked at it, and he cleaned the wound and dressed him, and then told him that if you don't treat the wound like this, you will die because of rabies, you know, by mad dog disease. So they have a lot of historical connections. They love each other very much. And usually these Brajavasis, you know, they have been living here, and they have been watching all the saintly personalities. So saintly personality is not a very big thing for them. But they say, even though he is in foreigner body, don't consider him as a foreigner. He is a Pakka Brajavasi at heart. Somehow by the Lord, arrangements of Lord and some samskar of the past life, he has born in some western country for some higher purpose. But he is at heart a Brajavasi. So don't mistreat him like that, or don't see it like that. He would tell us, you know, because we are Indians, not proud Indians. We may think, you know, foreign body, this, that. So, then Ramesh Babaji also, when we met him for the first time, he was telling the same thing to us. First lecture, first talk, he said, "Aap log padhe likhe ho, ye to samasya hai ki aap padhe likhe ho." So, even though your education will not let you know what devotion is, so this is, I am explaining to you, he has stayed with us here, he has studied scriptures here, he has expressed his heartfelt love for Radharani and Krishna here, so don't mistake him as foreigner, you know, ordinary personality. I got a tape also, 1996 tape is with me. He is explaining, he is not his body, the way you think like that. So Radha Vallabhji, just now the Jula Yatra is over, Julan Yatra, just few days back. And Radha Vallabhji will come here, all the way here. The farthest point on the higher platform, they will remove all that divisions, you know, these are all removable divisions. All that railing is there, fully removable. And the Lord will come all the way right in front. And in a flower Jula, they will swing him. Full evening, and they will decorate with bananas and Hari Torai and Kobi and Dudhi, all those decorations will be there on the nice and they will swing whole night, they will sing songs. This is the place where we are sitting. They sing songs of Radha Vallabhji, for Radha Vallabhji, as per timings. There is understanding that at 7 o'clock he goes out to milk the cows, and then he comes back and takes bath, and then he is taking Bal Bhog, and then he comes out to take Darshan. That time they sing different songs, and they will again go to herd cows, come back in the evening from herding cows, then he will go to rest, and from there he will go to meet the gopis in the night. So all these occasions, full days, schedule is there. And they will keep singing songs from sitting this on this place. That is Harivanshvani. Harivanshvani means he has written beautiful Braj Bhasha songs about different timings of Leelas, and they are described. So they will sing here and keep singing those in a classical, very deep classical they will sing. And people will keep taking darshan, but they will keep singing different songs. As per season also they will change. In the month of Kartik 7, different songs. Chula they will sing different songs, and Sarad Rutu they will sing different songs, and Chaitra Mahina they will sing different songs like that. Somehow because of Radhanath Maharaj's friendship we are blessed with the connection. They have great deep love. He has come to our temple after 25 years. He left Braj 2004 or 5. For 25 years of living here he left Braj for the first time and didn't go anywhere except Radha Gopinath temple. From there he came to my house, stayed a few days, then he went to Wada, and he loved the devotees so much, you know. At that time our temple was under renovation, remember? Temple was closed, so we had katha in Babulnath temple, and Maharaji was speaking there also. In the morning also he spoke in the courtyard of our temple, and so he loved Wada like anything, very much. So he was telling about stories about his past with Radhanath Swami. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna. We'll go to... Yes, Mother. I wanted to tell you. Thank you for reminding me. This deity of Radha Vallabhji is actually Krishna and Radha together. Okay? You see the long choti coming out? That is Radha Rani's choti. But still, you must have not seen, because there was only 1 minute darshan, no? The long black thing coming down like this. No, from Krishna's body. Yeah, so that is actually Radha Vallabhji, Radha Ramanji and Baki Bihari ji. These three deities have Radharani in their Anga only. In the body of Krishna only, the deity of Radharani is there. But still they will keep Radharani symbolic next to him. So that small mukut and small place, like this small mountain, that is Radharani. And they will be worshipping that also as a symbolic representation of Radharani. So in every... they put Tulsi and then there is a Govardhan Shila there. That is Giriraj Shila. So they do parikrama here also. They will do parikrama here also at Tulsi also. And this is actually full bungalow. There is only remnants of full bungalow. This whole temple is filled with flower decorations at times. And Radha Vallabhji is very famous for Bhavla. Bhavala. He likes to get married again and again, Radha Rani. So you have a desire, you can say, okay, I want you to get married, you pay donation, and on your name they will again get married. Regularly, whenever, there is no season for that. Any season, of course, not Pitru Paksha, because that no marriage takes place. But any other season where marriage muhurta is there, anybody can come and sponsor a marriage, and then evening there will be a big ceremony, there will be decorations and flowers and this, and they will have nice marriage ceremony, everyone will take prasad. Every temple has, you know, very unique loving situation where you can see the typical nature, and you see this particular thing which is coming down, a pipe coming down from the decoration, that is Favara, that is a fountain in the middle of the summer. It's very hot here. They will put ice on one tank above, and that cold water will be sprinkled, and temple will have nice, you know, vapors, bashpa. The nice humidity of water going around, and a lot will be there. And also, you must have not seen, there is a cloth pankha inside. Yeah. So there is a connection which comes down outside, and the devotees will keep moving, sitting and giving air to the Lord. So it's a very beautiful place, you know. And this all Goswamis are very loving and very nice, and it's, you have to only just sit with them in humble mood, and they will tell you from their heart what they have to say. How much they love Vrindavan and how much they glorify Vrindavan, and how much faith they have in this place. But Sri Vrindavan Dham is not an ordinary place. This is a place which is most loved by Krishna and Radharani. And in whole of Vrindavan, Radharani is the mistress, she is the queen. Nobody chants Krishna's name here. Everybody says Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Sri Radhe. Every leaf, every branch, every tree, everybody, every bird is always singing Radharani's name. But in this place, Krishna gives up his position as the Lord. Everywhere you go, Vaikuntha, everywhere you go, there where Krishna is worshipped as Lord, and he also behaves as Lord, even Vaikuntha also. But when he comes to Vrindavan, he even gives up his footwear also. He only wears, nothing he wears, only peacock feather, carries his flute and carries his cow herding stick called Lakuti, and will wear forest flower garland and just go around. And he will not like anybody to know him as Lord. He will not like his mother to know that he is Lord, he will not like his friends to know he is Lord, and not like gopis to know he is Lord. Whenever they feel like, oh, he is a Lord, he could be a Lord, then immediately change the topic and he will just do something else, you know, like that. That is a unique thing of his Vrindavan. Nowhere in place, nowhere in the creation, except Golok Vrindavan and this Vrindavan, Krishna only behaves as Lord everywhere. So this Vrindavan is a small part of Golok Vrindavan, which Lord sends on earth, out of his great affection for earth, in the whole creation, in Prithvi Loka. He sends the part of Golok Vrindavan and reveals part of his Leela of Golok Vrindavan in this material world. So when that Golok Vrindavan comes down on Bhumi, that is earth, it is called as Bhauma Vrindavan. Yeah. Bhumi and Bhauma. So in this place is not different from that Golok Vrindavan, and all his most innermost relatives and parshadas, associates come down with him to perform this Leela. So in this Leela, Yashoda will come, Nanda Maharaj will come, cowherd friends will come, gopis will come, his surubhi cows will come, peacocks will come, everybody will come and perform the pastimes of Golok Vrindavan here. One is to please the devotees and second is to attract the hearts of all the conditioned souls. And even demigods like Indra and Varuna and Braspati are not allowed to enter in this place. Even Lord Shiva and Sanat Kumar and Narad Muni and other places, everybody cannot go to every single place. Such a unique place this is. So we are very fortunate that we have come to this place, Sri Vrindavan Dham. It is millions of lifetimes of Punya Karmas and Satkarmas and Samskaras are required to come to this place. So every moment that we are here, we should actually thank the Lord again and again to allow us to be here and to partake of the environment here. You know, the breeze of Vrindavan, when it flows, it is Krishna who is embracing you. The breeze that flows, it always brings aroma of beautiful flowers and purifies you by its touch to you. The water that you drink here is not water, it's actually amruta. Rasa, rasa amruta. Rasa means the mellow of love that Lord has with his devotee friends here. So that rasa of love of the Lord for his devotees, for this place, is there in the water of this place. When you drink the water, don't think that this is this water, that water. It's concentrated form of the mellows of love of Radha and Krishna. The dust of this place is touched by all the cowherd boys and cows and Krishna and Radharani and gopis and everybody is sanctified. Even one grain of dust touches your body here, which is already touching lots of your parts of your body, is enough to purify millions of lifetimes of sins. And not only liberation from sins, but it is enough and powerful enough to give you the love for the Lord. That is the power of this Raj. Even Krishna eats this Raj, because it is touched by the lotus feet of his cows and the cowherd boys and gopis. He himself eats this dust. And the devotees like Narad Muni and Akrura and Shiva, they come and roll in this dust, because they want to get a little glimpse of love of Radha and Krishna, which is hidden in the secrets of this Raj. The animals, the birds, the trees, everything is very sacred here. All the rishis and munis, they take the form of animals and birds and peacocks and trees to witness the pastimes of the Lord, also to perform bhajan in the form of trees. Like Pandavas have taken form of trees over here at Radhakund, and so many rishis have taken form of the trees over here. Kadamba trees and Tamal trees, and every tree is very auspicious. Kadamba is representing Radharani, Tamal is representing Krishna, and there are banyan trees which are very famous. Krishna has performed so many pastimes at banyan trees. So we'll try to capture whatever little capacity we have, we'll try to capture whatever we can and relish the pastimes of the Lord. There will be heat, there will be rain, there will be monkeys and there will be flies and mosquitoes, all things will be there. But the real Vrindavan is beyond that. If you just tolerate these inconveniences, then Krishna will reveal to you the innermost glories of this place. So I again congratulate you for having reached this wonderful place, Vrindavan Dham. Shri Radha Vallabh Lal Ki Jai. Thank you very much.